on to item 7, which again is David.
Thank you. So the background to this item is that over the last 12 months or so, the Competitions and Markets Authority, so the CMA, has been carrying out a review of the fiduciary management and investment consultancy industries. So just to note, fiduciary management is where groups of pension trustees or committees would appoint a manager for the fiduciary and effectively delegate some of the decisions to that manager, and that might be appointing managers and actually making decisions on strategy for the pension fund. So that's something that does not apply to you and other LGPS funds. You would kind of delegate that. Although under pooling, some of those manager appointment decisions are now kind of through the access pool. The main focus is therefore on the investment consultancy aspect. So, following the review, the CMA published an order that had a set of requirements for pension trustees. Some of them don't apply to you as they refer to fiduciary management, but the one that do is related to investment consultants. And the requirement is that you set objectives for us advising you as your investment consultant, with a view that you then kind of monitor us against those objectives to make sure that we are doing what we should be doing, that we're meeting your objectives and providing you kind of high quality advice. So the note that we've prepared in the pack really sets out the initial background to this, and then the kind of second page sets out some proposed objectives. And there is a deadline of 10th of December this year by which these objectives need to be in place. So the left-hand side of the table, page 2 of our note, we set out what we believe are your requirements, and that's been based on our...
We're on page D7 of members' packs.
So left-hand side is what we understand to be your requirements based on our working with the fund, but also things like your investment strategy statement, your funding strategy statement, what we set out in that. And then the right-hand side, we've set what we believe are the proposal for the objectives for you to set us. Some of the phrases I've heard back on these proposals from other funds is it's hard to argue with in terms of that's what we would expect you to be doing. I suppose the key will be when we come back and say 12 months' time to ask how you measure us against those objectives. But just to kind of give a brief overview of what we proposed, and so objective being to make sure we're advising you on a suitable investment strategy, but also an amendment to that strategy to make sure we're delivering the returns that you need to progress towards your long-term funding target, to make sure you're managing risk and capturing opportunities, and also something that will come up, the strategy reviews to look at your cash flow position, to make sure that your investments are also able to generate the cash you need to pay benefit payments if you get to that point where the kind of contribution isn't covering the benefit out. To make sure that we're working closely with Kevin and the Access Pool to make sure that the range of investment options are there, we'll engage with Access, we'll engage with the Joint Committee and Office of Working Groups to make sure that there's suitable options there. To make sure you're complying with legislation, and particularly you've noted responsible investment being a key area for committees, to make sure we're working with you to develop policy and make sure that's reflected in how you invest. And to make sure the practical day-to-day of providing timely advice, we understand your needs and we deliver training so that you're able to make informed decisions as a committee. So these are the proposed objectives. I'm happy to take comment or any questions.
David, thank you very much for these objectives. I think it's really important that we consider these as a committee and that we make the right objectives. I've been to a number of conferences recently where this has been addressed, these issues have been raised, and one of the comments that has been made is, why are you delegating to your investment consultants to set objectives against which you're going to measure the investment consultant's performance? And I'll be honest, the reason that we've delegated this, we've asked the investment consultants to come up with these objectives as suggestions, is because they know what they're doing, they know what they're supposed to be doing, and they've worked with us for quite some time and have got quite a good understanding of what our needs and objectives are. I'm not necessarily proposing that we would pull these apart and put them back together again, but I'm also not necessarily suggesting that we adopt them blindly without having the opportunity to discuss them. So what I'm proposing as a result of today, and given the fact that these objectives have got to be set and in place by the 10th of December, is that if members have got any questions or comments about these objectives today, we can raise them now. But ultimately, the committee delegate to the Director of Finance and Section 151 Officer, in consultation with the Chairman of the Pension Fund Committee and the Vice Chair, to actually finalise these objectives based on any input from the committee today, and that the finalised objectives are in place by the 10th of December, but are reported back to the next investment-focused committee for ratification and comment.
Councillor Brady.
I think agreed. I think that's the way we should do this. I'm happy to recommend that. For us, the committee is about how we check that these actions are being carried out more so than. Yeah, I'm happy to propose what you just suggested for us, committee, just to follow through how we follow through.
Do the rest of the committee agree to this?
Thank you, Chair. I'm content with the approach that's laid out. Can I just ask, references to governance, is that us? Okay. Are they to us? Or are they to governance only? Because some feel that they are referring. Am I meant to infer from government reference to governance that it is this committee, and solely that, not the governance of some other part, which also will have governance structures?
Yeah. The governance arrangements are the governance arrangements of the Isle of Wight Council Pension Fund, so including the board, over there, the committee over here, officers, and the various policies and processes that we have in place. So our investment strategy, our funding strategy, which we will be relying on our advisors to do, but these are the developing policies and giving advice to the committee to enable them to carry out their role.
Following through on that, giving that answer, one of the things, these things are always a little bit inherent in the words, but advice, one thing I would expect is also that advice includes challenge and constructive criticism, so not being shy of saying, identifying weaknesses within the governance arrangements and bringing those to our attention. So I know that's kind of implied with the word advice in a diplomatic sense, but in the sense that actually bringing that more to the fore, that we ourselves are seeking to be challenged, seeking to be sure that others have identified within ourselves any weaknesses, because there has been sort of discussion from time to time, particularly through a little bit of carrying vacancies, a little bit of having a little bit of churn, and it's like brought on some strength here with Councillor Mosdell. But those sorts of things, anything that tells us you know what, on the government side, we're going to get these things really right.
I think that's noted. Do we have agreement now on Councillor Brady's recommendation?
Yep.
Thank you.
Where are we now?
Oh,